Daf Samach Tes Amad Aleph. The Chisishka will Osasu is called a mitzvah Sa'ela. Yafina Baharius, and we learn in Mesechus Harizu of Odezer, that this is referring to of Odezer. She Shkulu Kokola Mitzvahs, because it's equal to all the other mitzvahs. Uksiv Tera Achas, this is one Tera, Kola Tera Vimashma, which is implying all the Tera. Hukshu Karmanos Shul Shkogol Shokola Veros. You compare all of the Karbanos that has coming from because of a Shogeg on any Avir, the Shal Odezer, to the one that comes on a Shogeg of Odezer. Just like Vodazara, the carbon only comes from literally a complete aver, which means that you're chayv for doing the aver of a mezid intentionally karis. The samachlei, because it says right after, is a nefesh asher sase biyad ramav and nichmasa, that a soul which will do this, and it gets cut off. So Rashi is implying that something which is not a karis is that it's called an aver, but not an aver gemura. When he's the Ian, and what exactly that means. Avkol Atoyer Ein Nevi'in Chatas El Al Dorishes Adon Akaris. You do not bring a karma chatas unless you violated Bishogig, an Avera which, is done, if done intentionally, would be Chayiv Karis. Velo Munbaz Domer Le'elda said earlier, Demisha Hoyasolo Yediyo Vishas Maisa, one who knew about the Avera when he was doing it, is Chayiv Achatas, that he has to bring karma chatas. Bishogma Mai, Hogabi Chatas Shkogog, so by Chatas it says it has to be Bishogig. Bishogog be carbon. The Yodea Shechayv also done the Karis. He knows that if he doesn't bemaze it, he's Chayv Karis. But in Yodea Shechayv al Echatz, he does not know that there's a concept of being Chayv Echatz for it. Lo Shmo Shkogo, Ad Sheshogo Ba'Avir, Atzma, until he's shogging in the actual Avir itself about it being forbidden or not. Rabbanon, the boy Shkogo Ba'Avir, Atzma, they require that the Shogeg be in knowing whether or not there's an Isser at all. Shkogo B'Mai, Ka'ami, what were they talking about that he was shogging in? Shogogo B'Kula Milsa. Was he shogging in the whole aver, meaning belav vikaris? They didn't know that there was a karis in this aver, and didn't even know that there was just a lav in itself, prohibition in it. Or bekaris l'chudei. When he knew that there was a prohibition, there was a lav, but he did not know that the punishment was karis. So it was malchus. Keba and shoshaga bekaris, avagav shizu belav, shows that karbon ala karisu. Well, then the karbon is coming because of the karis. As it says in the Pasuk, and next to it says, so you see that the Kuris, the son which is Mace, the Kuris brings Bishogeg a Chatas. So it says, not to do it. Listen, the Avos Malacha, he says, Reva Kuris, just say over that the Avos Malachas are in the list of them off. Why do you have to tell me that it's 40 minus 1. Listen, say over all the malachos, v'nayin adinan, and we will know, we'll be able to count. The memchas achas ikka, that there's 40 minus 1, meaning 39. Shemos and kulam is simono be'almo ashmin. It's just teaching some sort of sign, the symbol. Leida kamachatas chayev. Achil Shabbos achas. How many karbonos chatas you could be chayev on one chil Shabbos? Hechem ishkochas on the mechayev. That you are chayv al karkalom mishkachas al bezon and Shabbos has to be that you he was intentionally violating Shabbos. The yodeshu Shabbos that he knew was Shabbos. Veshigos malachos. But he knew that this was an iser. I mean, he wasn't intentionally violating Shabbos with the malacha, but he knows that what he's doing it on, he's doing something on Shabbos. The any yodeshu malachos al osir. He doesn't know that these malachos are osir. He bezon the malachos shigos Shabbos because if he knew that these Malachos that he was doing was forbidden on Shabbos. He just forgot that on Shabbos. The Odesha, he knows the Shabbos. He knows the Rosh Shabbos. L'shachach Shayom Shabbos. But he forgot to say Shabbos. Hot Naim, but we said in the Mishnah that Einu Chayev Ela Achas L'chol Shabbos. We said that he's only Chayev once for each Shabbos. V'zol on Shabbos Lo Havi. It's not intentionally violating Shabbos. Elon Kein Yodea Achas L'chol Seho. He has no one of the Halachos. Elo Yod B'chad Minayev. He doesn't know any of them. Ein Shabbos Cholok Loi Mishar Yomim. The Shabbos is no different to him than any other day. V'zesh Shoshogak B'kulon. Ein Kanzol on Shabbos. And the person who's shogging and everything, it's not called Mezid violating Shabbos. So seeing from Rashi that there can be a constant person knows that there's something called Shabbos, yet he does not know that there's forbidden malachos in it. As we are in the Nafkamina with regard to the religious nowadays. Bishleimel, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr Shigas Kares Shemosh Gogo, who says that a person is just shogging in the punishment of Kares, that's still called shogging. Mishkachas Lazodon Shabbos, Belavin, he knows that he's violating Shabbos, or he would be theoretically violating Shabbos, which is something which is a lav. Shigas Mochas, the Krisis, and he doesn't know about which Mochas is there with regard to Krisis. The day of the Shabbos, Shahuz Ra'al Lavin, he knows that Shabbos is what we were warned about violating, if we violate it, we're over a lav, Osho Kula and Osho Achas Mehen, whether it's all the malachos or just one of them. The other law, the Shabbos b'mai, halo b'kulun shogeg, he's shogeg in all of them, kesover, why should kol lametes malachos mutar? So he thinks all the 39 malachos are mutar. B'tchumim de'enon b'karbon. There's no carbon with tchum. Well, the libid Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Mesechusaitis, tchum dir aisinu, that the tchum, do that snamus, you can go outside your city, for simplicity's sake, the non, what about Yom Dersh Rabbi Akiva? And that day Rabbi Akiva says, Joshua, Madosa Mechutzlahir. Zeh shogeg ha'omer b'tari klaimer. This means to say, hechad shogeg b'shabbos b'malachos. Person who is shogeg both in b'shabbos and malachos, ain't kan lo din, v'lo dayin l'kanter. There's no din and no judge to start up with him. Ain't l'chad shogeg, because there's nothing that's a bigger shogeg than this. Hezid b'zeh b'zeh, ain't l'chad mesed, because there's no one being more intentional violation than this. Shogeg b'achs men af shezeh shogeg, that's also called shogeg b'chayim l'karbin, b'chayim b'karbin. Shuz bitu she'oichel that he ate will oichel it didn't eat he will eat or he won't eat she'chaltem she'loichel that he did eat or he won't eat chayv aleh carbon is chayv a carbon v'ksid bein and says the nelam he forgot the heinu shogeg which is shogeg negligence hakol moedim b'shogeg shelo everyone agrees by this shogeg neim nishpa shelo oichel va'ochel if he swears that he's not going to eat and he does eat ain't a chayv aleh im kain shachach shvuosle. Because Shachal is only going to be chayv if he forgot that he took a shvul while he was eating. To hash the shogeg b'lav Shabbat, now he's a shogeg in its lav. Hakol moed the man is Rabbi Yochanan and Kalaimah is al korchan the bayi lav apluk to the mumbaz rabbanon koi. We're forced to say that the bayi is not going on the machlekas of mumbaz rabbanon. The lashmino the teachers the moed the mumbaz b'ha the mumbaz agrees in this. Shigas carbon lo havi shkog. The shogeg in the carbon is not considered a shkog. I mean, he forgets that there's a chi of carbon over here. Nechet hasik is where we see this. But kabel chaymer is kabel chaymer. Hashem kolot er kulo. The lack of chiddush be carbon idehu. And the whole terror where there's no chiddush about there being a carbon. Amar Mumbaz says the mechayve b'shigas carbon. That you're chayve if you just forget that you're chayve carbon in this. Meaning only halachos where there's no specific chiddush involved in the fact that you would be chayve carbon on this halacha. Hach over here by the shvuah, the chiddush was the chiddush. Ain't about karis, there's no karis. Well, maybe carbon and still he's still bring a carbon. By shvuah speak lo kolshkin, is not certainly that he would hold this. Elo rabbanon kamar, must be according to rabbanon. Vapluk Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish koi, and he's going machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Umana kol moedim, who's that Rabbi Yochanan? It's Rabbi Yochanan. The afal gab the baalmo. Even though normally kamar he says afal pisha hezid belav, even though he was intentional, he knew that there was a lav prohibition. Hach over here, be inin sheyishkuk belav, you're going to need that he was shogeg in the actual prohibition itself. Meaning he thinks that there's no prohibition in taking a shuas bitui. Pshito, came to live with Rabban in the flea. Since you're arguing according to the Shitas Rabban, the Ami Shigas Karman Lav Shkogahi, that forgetting that there is a chi of carbon involved in the Severa, that's not called Shoki. If he knows that there's a prohibition taking shuas bitui, but my Shogi, then what's the Shoki? It's forced to say that normally Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say, Islocha, El Bamokin Karis. When only in a halacha where there's a karis involved, the shogeg, but karis, he violated halacha b'shogeg, which, if he did intentionally, would be chayiv karis. So, the Vayde Chamina, b'shvuas bitui, nami, could Rabbi Yochanan b'mul say that even by shvuas bitui, Rabbi Yochanan's holding his opinion, dafal b'sha his b'lav, even though he knew that there was a Israel lav over here, but the kashalacha b'may shogeg, and what was the shogeg? Shogeg b'carbon, he forgot there was a carbon. Why the whole, the chidush? Since it's a chiddush, by the Rabbanan agree to over here. Daf samuch tes omud base. Kamash malon abaye the moide Rabbi Yochanan ba that Rabbi Yochanan agrees. The bein and shigas lav they can need the shugging an actual prohibition. The his is belav if he knew that there was an actual prohibition. So like a shkoga, it's no longer a shkoga. The v'hal nami pliger Rabbanan mumbas. And this Rabbanan also argue on mumbas. But I mean the ein shigas carbon shkoga. And they say that a person who just forgot that there's a chi of carbon involved in this in the vera, that's not called being shogeg. Is it a shvuz bitu l'shavar? Bishlam milahabal in something which is in the future. Kugoyin shlo oichel that he's not going to eat. For example, he's not going to eat mishkachasoy. We can find the kugon shinis amla hashvuah that he forgot the shvuah ba'ochel and he ate. Elo shavar, but in the past tense, kugon shachalti, he sticks a shvuah that he ate, who lochel and he didn't eat. And kan shogeg, there's no shogeg. Di kastavar shachal, if he thought that he ate at the time he took the shvuah, ainu chayv carbon, he's not chayv carbon. The time he shvuah, because the rice in shvuah is a odin b'shvuah. It says the person in the shvuah. Prime onus. That excludes an onus. Kawem means to say, odin b'shvuah, shehe odin b'shas shvuah. That which it says Adam b'shuah, that means that the person should be at the time of the shuah should take daito alav b'shash shuah. They should have a proper intent, meaning he knew what he was doing at the time they took the shuah. Parshinan lahasim, we explain over there lafuke zikzulim kai gavna. This type of case that he, where he didn't, he forgot that he ate the time to kashvua. And now you're only going to find a possible shogeg with regard to forgetting that there was a chiyuv karmen. Amar yodani shani nishba l'sheker v'nizharti al kach, and I was warned on this. Actually, a slightly different girsa than our Gemara. Aval eino yodea deidim in the sabbul mimenu as her shvu, because if he forgot about the warning, meaning the prohibition of taking a shvu, ein lecha oinis b'shal shvu, because that there's no more of an oinis, an accident at the time that he took the shvu than this, because he didn't know that there's a prohibition taking a full shvu. Chayim alma, we see from this the moed to be rabbanan. The rabbanan agreed mechayim ashegas carbon, that the person can be chayiv if he's shogeg in the chi of carbon, being obligated in the carbon with this avera. Hamani and Mumbas, he's my answer, it's Mumbas. Domer Nami the Almi says normally Shema Shagal, that's called Shogig Avalor Bodh, but the Rabbanah, the Pligale, they're arguing him, Leslahu Bitui Lishaver. They don't hold that there's such a concept of a Shuz Bitui in the past tense. The Sarik Rabbi Shmuel, the whole like Rabbi Shmuel, Domer Bishuz, it says in Mesach Shuz, Eino Chayv Ala Osad Lavoi, that you're only Chayim in a Shuz Bitui in a future tense, whether you will eat or you won't eat in the future, not whether you did eat or did not eat in the past. Yish garisin, there are those that have the girsa hamani mumbas. This is mumbas pshita, that's simple. Hashem kol haTorah, in the whole Torah, Omar mumbas, mumbas holds shigas carbon shmoshkoga. They're just forgetting about whether or not there was a chi of carbon in this particular avera. That's called a shogeg. Hoch over here, the chidushu, that's a chidushu called shogeg, should not be so. Elalav, it must be. Rabbanan, so Rabbanan, you have to debate, you have to, this is a refutation of a bite. Lo nehira, the Rashi said it doesn't make sense to him. Why? Doesn't seem to him it's correct. The Mai Pshitusa, what's so simple about this? It's your chlashminan. We need to say this to teach you. The chluka shkogosu, mishar shkogos. This shogeg is different all the shkogos. Why? The ilum kola Torah was by the rest of the Torah, the mumbaz, ben shishogel b'carbon, ben shishogel b'lav v'kareis shemoshkogel. Whether all you did was forget that there could be a chi of carbon in the severa, or you forgot that there was a prohibition at all, or a chi of kareis, that's called a shogeg. The kind of here, but the sha'avar, in the past tense of Yeshua, im shogad b'lav shabo, if you forget that there was a prohibition in the Shuas B'ti, lav shogeg, that's not called a shogeg, the chseb ha'odna b'shua. As we said earlier, we have this drush of ha'odna b'shua. Has to pay an extra fifth when paying back on it for eating it b'shogeg. A person who eats kodesh b'shogeg, but if he ate it b'mezid, he doesn't have to add a fifth. You see, he's going to die, and the dying over here is Misnei Shemayim. Samachleva Chozor L'Yachal Kodesh. It says right next to it, that's talking about a Zor who ate Kodesh, meaning Trumo in our case. B'lav Shabbat Kisavra Chulin. He thought it's Chulin. The Enkan Lav, and there's no Lav. Miso. The Chesiba Trumo is written by Trumo. Malkam Karis, the Shire of Eris, of all over Eris. B'chaymish, the Shigas Trumo, of eating Trumo. B'shogeg, but Malkam Karbin is in lieu of Karbin, the Shigas Shire of Eris, by Shogeg, all of the Eris. Rabbi Yechanan, B'chayv Chaymish, the Shigas Misa. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, indeed, you would be Chayv to add a fifth if you ate the Trumo Tmea, because if you ate Trumo, you say Trumo, because he holds that there is a extra fifth, and when you're shogeg in a misa v'dei shemayim, moinu v'av miyoyim shesama libo shechachtoi mushamar shmi. He counts 6 days from the day that he realized that he forgot when Shabbos is mushamar shmi, and he keeps as Shabbos the seventh day. Mushamar yom echad u'moinu v'av v'hol yom shesama libo enu mushamar. Every the whole day that he realized that he forgot Shabbos, he does not have to keep Shabbos. Teshema asam alacha, because maybe he did malacha already. Aval yom ha'macharos, then the next day mushamar that he does keep a Shabbos. Look, I'm in first. Mahanech te'inu mishamer lo obed nami malacha elokei parnasas hayim. And later we're going to explain that even those which he's not keeping a Shabbos, he's still only allowed to do enough malacha to support himself for that day. Yosel shalom mechol nimnu tichilo, that the weekdays came first before Shabbos, like when Hashem created the world. God the Marishon shenivra be'er Shabbos. He was created on Shabbos. Yom Rishon l'minyan. The first time he counts is Shabbos. Hayim was Shabbos. Yom Echad L'Shish Mashma L'Vav Sha'avru, which implies to the 6 days that passed already. For who Yom Mul Yilimuiz? Bitmir, it's a question. V'Duma Esmal Shabbos Habe V'Nimsim Mechal Shabbos Shalol Tukuch Nefesh. It comes out that it was Mechal Shabbos for without a danger to somebody's life. Because you should have Daltal the Zichur Ma'am was just to remember Shehelo Shem Yom Cholok Mishar Yom, that he should have an identification of one day different from all the other days. So Teshtakach Shabbos Amen, you shouldn't forget the concept of Shemir's Shabbos. Not that he remembered which day of the week it was. He remembers that this is the third day since he left. The fourth day since he left. And because of that, he could know that the eighth day, the day that he left, he could do malacha the whole eighth day. Became the yom, so to the whole forever. It must be it's the same day that of the week that he left. The Kimle the Bishabbos Liyotzi. He knows he didn't leave his town on Shabbos. Shari b'Yishuv lo shachachas the Shabbos, because while in town, he's not going to forget. It's just a concept of Shabbos. We'll know that it's Shabbos. The Ma'al Shabbos is not made lo nafa. The Ein Derech Lotzis b'Mekav lo Shabbos. It's not normal to go traveling on Erev Shabbos because of Kfei Shabbos. Al Kein Kol Yom Ches v'Tes liyitziyosoi. Every eighth and ninth day from the day that he left, l'shtari should be permitted to do malacha. The lack of the spoken of the Shabbos, we do not have to suspect that perhaps it is Shabbos. Menachan Emili sheish mechalal b'Shabbos is harbe that there is a concept of being mechalal Shabbos a lot, multiple times. The chayv achas al kulin, yet still you're going to only be chayv once. Beish mechalal, and when those who are mechalal Shabbos, the chayv al kol Shabbos and the chayv each Shabbos. Okay, garsin hakei tzav b'shamru b'nei yisol es Shabbos shmir achas l'Shabbos is harbe. Beish shabbos sai tishmor shmir l'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. The korak kama chad Shabbosu, because the first pasuk only mentions Shabbos in the singular form. The chashiv. Shabbos Chad is only counting one Shabbos. Mashma that Sheinu Makbid El Ala Achas implies that it's only being Makbid, only cares about one of them. V'Halcha Ksev Lo Es Shabbos Osai. Here it says Es Shabbos Osai My Shabbos Sois in the plural language. Akulo Kapis Kapit. It cares about all of them. V'Lo Mosin El Chachamim Lohudian Misvara, and it's only it's handed over to Chachamim to tell us from Svara Hai B'Shachach Iker Shabbos. This is what he's talking about, where he forgot that there's a concept of Shabbos, the Chadash Shogeg. It's only one Shogeg. Another one is when he's talking about where he forgot that today is Shabbos. But Yodeh Iker Shabbos, but he knows that there's a concept in the halachas of Shabbos. Therefore, we can say that the days in between one Shabbos and the next was enough in order to separate it to be two separate chiyuvim, as we said earlier, because he should have been able to find out sometime during that week that there when Shabbos was. If Chad Mistaber, if Shomane Yisos Shabbos. That pasuk is mashma shmir achas a Shabbos achas is one keeping Shabbos, guarding Shabbos to one Shabbos. That Shabbos is site shmir was beis Shabbos. This is two Shabbosos. Beinu maz here el al shmir achas is only warning you about keeping once. Ubein Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok lo polig el mashma uso. There's no machlokas la halacha. It's just machlokas and how to understand the pesukim. My the yolof mar mehaykra the yolof mar meidach that which one opinion learns from one pasuk, the other opinion learns from the other pasuk, and vice versa.